The color red of today's vestments reminds us of the fire of Pentecost, today's feast. The word Pentecost is a Greek word which means 50th day. So we are now 50 days after Easter. And today's feast day, believe it or not, historically in the Catholic Church, is very important. You can make an argument that only Easter and Christmas are more important than today, Pentecost. You may be saying to yourself, really? What's Schumacher talking about now? If it's so important, where are all the people? If it's so important, why didn't you get a Pentecost Day card? Like you get a Christmas card and Easter baskets. Well, it is important because today is the birthday of the church. We would not be here had Pentecost not happened. We know on Good Friday, when we read the Passion, when our Lord's heart is pierced on that cross, blood and water flowed from his heart. That was when the church was formed. That is when the sacraments were given to us. But it's today, Pentecost, when the church began her mission. And those sacraments which were given to us on Good Friday are now made effective for our salvation. We get to heaven, my dear people, through the sacraments and their effectiveness. So we have in this panel right over here on the east side a beautiful Sunday sun lighting the window of Pentecost. Mary and the disciples are there. That first reading tells us how the room filled with wind, tongues of fire descended upon them. And now those ordinary men became extraordinary with the Holy Spirit. Now they could believe, they could act, they could preach, they could serve. They could live their lives by the Spirit, gave many of them the courage to die for Jesus Christ. So it's that same Spirit in us that makes us do what we cannot do by ourselves. Remember that. They are just like us, with the same Spirit upon us. Now, I'm about at that point in a homily on the Holy Spirit. I already see it in your eyes. We're at a point in a homily on the Holy Spirit where it becomes airy. I know we all believe in it, but really, how much Spirit talk can you take? Holy Spirit homilies keep my attention for about 3 minutes. And God knows I want to talk for a long time today. So let's speak concretely about how the Holy Spirit is visible among us, that same Spirit. First of all, it's the Holy Spirit that brought you to this Mass today. It was not the spirit of the world that wants you here. It's not the flesh, as today's office of the reading says. It is the Spirit of God that has brought you here today. For you to take time and to go to a place to worship something other than yourself and your hobbies means the Spirit of God is in you. And it will be the Holy Spirit, not me, It will be the Holy Spirit through the priest which will change that bread and wine into the body and blood of Christ to feed us for another week. My dad always taught us growing up, and as I get older, it's true. You know, when you're young, it's sort of like dad doing religion talk again. But when you get older, it becomes true. Dad always said, if you're worried about something in your life, what are you worried about? Are you worried about your health? Are you worried about your finances? Are you worried about your kids, relationships? What are you worried about? The future? Or do you just worry? Dad always said, go to Mass every week and reverently receive the Holy Eucharist. And Jesus Christ will take care of you. Indeed. Now, every Mass needs a priest. When I was a graduate of high school, this was far from my plans. It's the Spirit of God that calls priests. Above all, it's the Spirit of God that allows us to say yes to that call. I had my plans, too. My plan was not to be here. God calls priests through the Spirit. And God calls men and women to fall in love. It's the Spirit of God that brings forth the love of a man and a woman to bring forth life. And it's only the Spirit of God that can allow that married couple not to be perfect, but to be faithful and to be freely in love. I've had almost 700 funeral masses in my priesthood. I've worked with a lot of families who have lost a loved one. It's the Spirit of God who consoles us when we have a loss, not just the loss of a loved one, any loss. The loss of a job, the loss of a plan, the loss of what we thought we were in control of. The Spirit of God consoles us. And when we are in transition in our lives, the Spirit of God gives us courage. I was in Tucson on Friday for my niece's graduation from the University of Arizona. 43,000 students there. 9,000 graduated. By the way, the real feel on Friday was 106. I looked at all these graduates, and I visited with my niece about what she's going to do. All these, you know, you look at 9,000 people out of work, and, you know, there's just, it's incredible, all these graduates. Where are they all going to go? I mean, are there that many jobs? I don't know. But it's the Holy Spirit that works in our young people to give them courage to move on. And it gives them patience to allow their lives to unfold. That's what our young people need. Patience as God's will is done and not theirs. Patience until they find the right spouse. So they really get married out of love and not out of need. Or fear that I'm going to be alone. Remember, there are two problems in life. Being alone and being with someone, right? A little joke there. It's a little clergy humor. Have you ever had a good idea? Have you ever found a solution to a problem? Did you find it? Or was it the Spirit of God working in you? And here's a thought that I have every time I hike. When I go to Arizona, Phoenix, I love to hike Camelback Mountain. It's a great place, limited parking. Whenever I'm trying to find a parking spot there, I think of this story of the woman who wanted to find a parking spot, and she was frantic for 20 minutes trying to find a parking spot. Finally, she said to God, God, if you give me a parking spot, I will go to Mass for a whole month. By God, she came around the corner and there was a parking spot. She looked up to heaven and said, never mind, God, I found one. It's the Spirit of God that allows us to know that all we have from God is a gift. Without the Spirit of God, it's me, it's I. The Spirit of God melts my selfishness, melts my hard-heartedness, melts my deadness. The Holy Spirit of God melts my ego. It melts all that is not of God in my life. It keeps addicts sober. It brings peace to the angry. The first words our Lord said after his resurrection, peace be with you. And so, my dear people, not all the people may be here today. And I know I didn't send you a card. But it is the birthday of the church. The same Spirit that descended upon Mary and the disciples is still descending upon you and our parish. We need to be thankful for that. And we need to continue to pray for God's Spirit among us. Come, Holy Spirit. I ask that you fill the hearts of those who you have gathered before me. I ask that you enkindle in their hearts the fire of the love of Jesus Christ. Send your Spirit upon them. Recreate them. And then you, Lord, will renew the face of the earth. Amen.